You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, YNR fans. Well, we've got some very, very sad news to report today. Longtime Young and the Restless actress Marla Adams has passed away. If you've been watching for a while, you will know that Marla played Abbott matriarch Dina Mergeron, former wife of John Abbott and mother of Jack, Tracy, and Ashley Abbott, and also of another child, Eric Vanderway, from an affair way back in the day on YNR, they revealed after the fact. Marla Adams first started on Young and the Restless back in 1983. Back then, Dina was a socialite. She had gone to school with John Abbott. They married, and of course, he founded Jabot. Way, way back then, Dina was also a good friend of Catherine Chancellor's, but by the time that her kids were teenagers, young teenagers, Dina had left them. She had run off to Europe with another man, completely abandoning her kids, and all that came back around later when Dina finally returned to Young and the Restless. So John Abbott raised his and Dina's children alone with help from family maid Mamie Johnson, who's of course back on the soap opera now. And in the early 90s, Marla Adams came back to Young and the Restless, and John nearly remarried her, except for Jill Abbott's interference. She gave him some evidence of some of Dina's many, many affairs. And then in the mid-90s, she was back again. Dina and John were getting back together, but then she again left him and Genoa City and went back to Europe. She didn't even come back for John Abbott's funeral. I think she sent a flower arrangement. But then she was back in 2008 for Kay Chancellor's funeral, but Catherine wasn't really dead that time, as happens on soap operas. And then in 2017, Marla Adams came back for her final storyline on Young and the Restless, which spanned almost 3 years. It was incredible, but also incredibly sad if you were watching them. Dina had sold her company to Devon Hamilton, and then she came to Genoa City with her young lover, Graham Bloodworth. But of course, he was a liar and a scammer. And at some point, it came out that he was actually her husband. He was with her for revenge because he was originally from Genoa City and Dina had done his mom dirty. It was just all messy. And at one point, he got medical power of attorney over Dina and snuck her out of town. Her kids later came down to Florida to rescue her from Graham, but it turned out that Dina was really sick. After some erratic behavior, including an arrest and a kidnapping and some other stuff, Dina Mergeron was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And as it turned out, Dina already knew she was sick, but her family didn't, and that's why they had to have the diagnosis. And then when she was struggling right around the time of the diagnosis, she had accidentally burned down Nick's bar, I think the Underground or something. She had stolen a car. She kidnapped Nick's son, Christian Newman. She thought he was little Jack Abbott. She was just very lost. And then later it came out Graham and Dina were married, and he tried to kill her for the inheritance, but wound up accidentally injecting himself, and he ended up dying. And then the family had brought Dina home to live with them as her Alzheimer's progressed, but later she was having more and more problems. She was occasionally violent, lashing out, wandering off, and they had to put her in a facility. But in the last days of her life, the Abbotts brought Dina back to the Abbott mansion to die at home among family, and she passed away on Young and the Restless on October 16th, 2020. And then in 2021, Marla Adams was awarded a Daytime Emmy for her work as Dina Mergeron struggling with Alzheimer's. I think it was a guest starring Emmy, if I recall correctly. So Marla Adams was off and on of YNR for 37 years. She did more than 200 episodes of the iconic CBS soap. And then this past week on Thursday, April 25th, 2024, 3.5 years after her character's death, Marla Adams herself passed away at age 85 in Los Angeles. No cause of death was given. Showrunner and head writer Josh Griffith released a statement on Marla's passing that said, "On behalf of the entire company of The Young and the Restless, we send our deepest sympathies to Marla's family. We're so grateful and in awe of Marla's incredible performance as Dina Mergeron, as both Marla and Dina made an unforgettable mark on YNR." Marla Adams was born August 28, 1938. State in Ocean City, New Jersey, and she won a bunch of pageants in her younger years. She was a great beauty. She won Miss Ocean City, Miss Cape May. She was a runner-up Miss New Jersey. She went to school after high school to study drama before making her Broadway debut in 1958, and then she made her big screen debut 3 years later in 1961 in a huge film. If you like classic films, you might know this one, Splendor in the Grass. And in addition to her work on Y&R, Marla Adams had roles on Days of Our Lives and Bold and the Beautiful and a huge pile of credits from 1970s series that you'll know the names of, probably Barnaby Jones, Marcus Welby, M.D., Starsky and Hutch, The Love Boat, so many more, too many to mention. So as I said, there was no cause of death revealed in the announcement of her passing. I don't know about you. I wasn't old enough to be watching Y&R back when Marla Adams debuted as the gorgeous and spoiled socialite who caught John Abbott's eye and captured his heart. But I distinctly remember watching Marla Adams return to Y&R back in 2017 and every episode of hers up until Dina's heart-wrenching death in 2020. She was absolutely captivating, and I didn't know anything about her, so I went and I looked her up so that I understood the character and I could really appreciate it from going forward. I will say I thought Marla's Emmy for Dina's final storyline was so well deserved. If you don't recall, she appeared on the last episodes of the soap, all natural, no makeup, as she was doing Dina Mergeron's final days and her Alzheimer's struggle with all the reality that she could. And I felt like she definitely captured the essence of the Alzheimer's struggle. I thought it was remarkable work. My mom has dementia. She's in a memory care facility. And I can say, living with a battle like this myself and my own family, it's heartbreaking. It's frustrating. You feel helpless as you watch your parent fading and not knowing who you are. And I thought Young and the Restless writers really, really did incredible work with this storyline. It was painful to watch, especially when you're living through it with a loved one in your own life. But at the same time, I thought they did it very respectfully. They did it well. They did it very, very accurately. I was in literal tears as Marla Adams did her final episodes on Y&R as Dina Mergeron. And, you know, you could feel all the pain rolling off Peter Bergman, Eileen Davidson, Beth Maitland, Melissa Ordway, playing out those last scenes as her loved ones. They all did amazing work. It never failed to bring me to tears. And now Marla Adams herself is gone, and what a loss for Y&R fans. She will be missed. I will let you know when to expect a tribute or a dedication from the CBS soap opera in honor of her passing. Please be sure to share your memories of Marla Adams in the comments below. Thank you for tuning in. Come back soon. As always, we talk Y&R 7 days a week. This is Belinda from Soap Dirt, a little sadder than usual today. Thanks.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.